Skyboat Media presents Thine Eyes of Mercy, Birth of the Fae, Volume 1, Book 2, Second Edition by Danielle M. Orsino. This book was read by Gabrielle DeCure and Stefan Rudnicki.
Prologue. I have watched the Fae. Yes, I adore the fact that these former angels have changed their names beyond words, simply because it pisses off the Creator. Ha! When you call yourself the Creator, you might have an overinflated sense of self-importance. I digress. I find the Fae more interesting than the Creator's superego. Queen Aurora of the Court of Light Fae and King Jarvok of the Court of Dark Fae are exhausted and battle-worn after centuries of fighting, which I find quite amusing. The little queen put up a cute fight against the king. I have seen him in action. He is formidable. Good for her. The humans have worshipped both the Fae courts since primitive times. Kudos to the Fae for figuring out the inherent power of human worship. Of course, I am doing it so much better. The Fae were the centerpieces of the humans' polytheistic pantheon of gods and goddesses, until the Dark Fae no longer desired to share with their counterparts. That was quite shrewd of the Dark Fae king. The humans' adulation enhances the Fae's existence, allowing their magic to surge. King Jarvok, insistent on the lack of human worshippers to support both courts, initiated war. Jarvok was confident in his victory, a dire miscalculation. The Court of Light refused to surrender peacefully. As Queen Aurora and King Jarvok descended further into the toils of combat, their human worshippers suffered. The two became obsessed with defeating each other, neglecting their cults, groups, and temples in favor of war games. Fae factions lost their worshippers, and therefore their source of power, until whole factions perished. The perfect situation for me to slide in and begin establishing my religion. Can you guess which one? No, that's not it. With factions lost to oblivion, it became obvious to both courts that they could not sustain their conflict. Level heads prevailed. But it took great loss before both sides concluded a meeting should take place to discuss it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?